You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle. And there he goes. Crowder. It's a foot race. And Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Hill hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know
that's
the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to answer some mailbag questions here on this bye week with the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, I got a question for you. What are you watching right now? Because you were really laughing hard when I asked you before we started recording, to the point where I said, just tell me later, because I can't believe you're laughing this hard. I don't know what you could be watching. What is going on the TV set right now of The Very Big Deal?
Oh, well, right now the TV set is just some tennis. I'm watching Gael Monfils play some tennis right now, and I like saying his name a lot. Guy from France, but it's a fun name to say, Monfils. Monfils. I do this a lot when I watch tennis specifically. Stefanos Tsitsipas, I do it a lot too. I'll just sit there watching and I just go, Tsitsipas! I do it a lot. So, there's the old German soccer player, Sebastian Schweinsteiger, that I used to get really into saying their name. So that's what I've been doing right now. They've got the Indian Wells tournament right now, so I'm watching Monfils there. Otherwise, I'm just right now, TV. I'm trying to get into. I'm about to start Squid Game that people are freaking out. I haven't started yet, but I've been lately watching a lot of network TV, just really awful TV. This show La Brea has just started on there, and it is awful. It is so awful, and I love every second of it. It's so bad, and so I'm excited to get back into that later.
You've been hate watching. I told you one of the greatest terrible shows that's so bad it's good is called Manimal. It was the brainchild of Brandon Tartikoff, and for anybody that doesn't know, Brandon Tartikoff was the whiz kid at NBC back in like the 80s. It was one of those deals where everything he touched turned to gold. So basically, if it had the Brandon Tartikoff seal of approval, everybody thought there was no way it could miss. And so he greenlit this show, Manimal. It was one of his pet projects. And the concept of the show was that the lead character was a guy that could make himself turn into any animal he wanted on command. And he would use that to help solve police crimes. He would gather clues for them and work beside them. This show lasted 7 episodes, and it was so bad that it's made a ton of worst ever show lists. So, Chris, I need you to watch Manimal and then report back to me, because I feel like if you love bad network TV, you would absolutely drop to your knees with laughter watching Manimal.
Well, I'll give it a shot. The funny thing about the ones that I'm getting hooked on now is that they're getting huge ratings, and people are loving it, and they keep bringing it back. The first one started was the show Manifest. It's on Netflix now. And I started watching it as it came on, just like, hey, I'll check this out. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty bad, but I'll keep watching. And it was one of those I just kept watching. And I think that's going into its 4th season now. There's another one, Big Sky, that just started their 2nd season. That show was such a mess, all over the place. Started out, it had a bunch of actors in it that I really liked, so I watched it. And I was like, oh, this is awful. I was like, I need to see where it's going, though. And it just got worse and worse, and it's just such an absolute mess. And again, La Brea, though, takes the cake. I think the 3rd episode's on tonight. It's like La Brea, like the La Brea tar pits, you know, you've heard about. It's like a fault line, an earthquake. The fault line opens up, and people fall through the fault line, and they end up in like 10,000 BC or something like that. It's absolutely wild how just insanely horrific it is. But people are eating it up. And I think most people are watching it, like genuinely liking it. I just can't get enough of how terrible it is.
Chris, I told you, you should be watching Heels, which is actually a good show, so it doesn't fit the bill for what you're talking about. If you're somebody that like Friday Night Lights, it's kind of in that mold. It's like Friday Night Lights, but for pro wrestling. Stephen Amell is the main star. It's basically about these two brothers who are the son of this guy who ran a long time wrestling territory in Georgia, and now they're trying to keep it alive against this competitor played by Michael Malley, if you remember him from Guts on Nickelodeon back in the day, and he was in Yes Dear, he's been in a couple of other things. He plays this rich guy who's trying to start his own wrestling promotion and crush Stephen Amell and his brother's promotion. Mary McCormick is in it as well, so it's pretty good. I've been enjoying it. I hope they renew it for a 2nd season. Pro wrestling is obviously a big part of the show, but you don't have to be a wrestling fan and you don't have to understand wrestling to enjoy the show, because it's really more about the family and the characters and the local community. Like I said, a very Friday Night Lights vibe to it. So I'm going to task you with watching this so we can talk about it.
All right. I will put it on my queue.
Next question comes in from El Gringo. He says, does an average pass-catching tight end open this offense up despite Wilson's struggles? Also, what happens with Fant when Becton returns? Yeah, an average pass-catching tight end might help. You know what else might help open things up? A 6'3", 215-pound wide receiver who runs a sub-4.440. Just a thought, there might be a guy on the Jets roster that fits that bill. Take a look at the list and see if you can figure it out. As far as George Fant, when Mekhi Becton comes back, I would imagine he's going to the bench.
What was the fractured kneecap, though? Like, I think people are – I saw people talking about this earlier. I think people might be getting a little too ahead of themselves on trying to predict Mekhi Becton coming back. I could be completely wrong here. I'm certainly not a doctor. I do not even attempt to play one on TV or on podcasts or anything of the sort. But a fractured kneecap, that doesn't sound like something I'd expect him to be coming back anytime soon for. But, yeah, I don't know exactly how it's going to go, but if he's back and he's healthy, Mekhi Becton is going in that left tackle, and they will probably just have Fant be the jumbo tackle, the swing tackle, backup tackle there. I don't think that they'd be trying to switch him back to the right side. And so they just keep Morgan Moses there and have Fant be the backup there. As for the a good pass catching tight end, I could absolutely open this offense up. This offense, tight ends are a big part of it. So they could absolutely open it up. The guy you're talking about could definitely help as well. You look at Atlanta last week. They were down with their two starting receivers, and we talked a little bit about it on the pod before the game started. And after we hung up, I was just like, man, I didn't think about this, and that was really dumb of me. But the Falcons are going to just use Kyle Pitts as a receiver, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what they're going to do now. They're not going to have him sitting here doing like inline blocking when they're down their two starting receivers, and that's what they did. Go ahead, use Denzel Mims in a similar fashion. Do something. They got to do something else. Because again, these receivers that they have aren't playing well enough to be keeping Denzel Mims off the field. So you need to get him more. And yeah, I mean, unfortunately with the tight end, I think Tyler Croft's been all right for the most part, and he's done some good job blocking, but this is going to be something that they're going to have to upgrade next season, because they're not going to be able to find somebody that's going to be adequate enough at this point. I don't think Kenny Yeboah is going to be that guy, not this year at least.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Ian D. Martino. He says, how long, Lord? How long must we endure this? Well, I've been asking myself that question for 35 years, and apparently the answer is a little longer.
Yeah, if I had the answer for you there, I'd be playing the lotto numbers, and I'd be gallivanting around the world celebrating my riches and my lotto winnings, because I don't know, man. But your answer works. I could also go brace yourself for forever, because, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm 41 years old. I don't see what Jets fans have to be hopeful that some curse is going to be broken right now.
Next question comes in from Tom Hind. He says, what steps can LaFleur take to increase first half productivity? Will he go back up to the booth where he's comfortable and have Kavanaugh on the field with Wilson? So my answer to this would be, sure, he could do that. But I really think that the important thing is here, they've got to get a real seasoned quarterback coach that has some sort of connection with Wilson. I don't know what Kavanaugh is doing, but it's clearly not working. Also, they've got to fix what Wilson's doing wrong on the easy throws. And the last thing I would say is, and we've beat this drum a lot, but it needs to be beaten repeatedly, they've got to incorporate Denzel Mims and Elijah Moore into this offense early and often. They're two young, explosive playmakers that need to be given opportunities. They both play to Zach Wilson's strengths, so that is something that I think is very much key to greater first half productivity.
Yeah, I agree. I'm confident that they will do that more with Elijah Moore. I have zero doubt about that. I have no concern about that. I think Zach needs to look for him and see him more. Mims, the coaching staff, needs to do something about that. I'm not worried about it with Moore. That'll come. But as far as, you know, LaFleur going upstairs, now, my opinion on this holds absolutely zero weight. I understand this, but I'm a much bigger fan of the offensive coordinator in the booth. I do not know that I'm right. I could be completely wrong, but if I'm calling plays, I want that view. I want that whole field view. I want to be able to see how plays are developing, how holes are opening, where the spots are, where you can pick them apart and see something developing. And just, there's a hole right here that keeps popping up. We can exploit that. You can't see that as well. You can't see that at all from the sidelines. Now you might be able to see it from the pictures they print out and looking at stuff on the sideline, but like, you're still going to miss stuff when you're just seeing it play after play after play. When I'm up there in the press box or I'm watching all 22 on my iPad, I can see these things popping up, and that's me seeing this, not like an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. So I'm a huge fan of coordinators being up top. There's legitimate reasons why sometimes they have to be down. They need to communicate with the quarterback. Okay, but they need to figure something else out to get that going. But I think that an offense or a coordinator of any sort should really be up top and seeing how everything unfolds in real time. That's my opinion again, and I realize it holds absolutely no weight. But that's what I think. And yeah, the biggest thing they need to do is figure out what's causing the yips and get that corrected. That's the biggest thing. And then also probably figure out what's causing the yips with Corey Davis too, because I know he hasn't been the most consistent receiver in his throughout his career, and that's why the Titans ended up letting him walk. But drops like this certainly haven't been a problem. He's getting open. He's doing a great job doing that. So he just maybe fix the yips on those two guys and those two little simple things. And then I think everything else will kind of come around and improve. And, you know, it's not going to be lights out, completely lighting up the scoreboard. But I think it would be enough. Those simple fixes would be enough to keep fans happy.
Next question comes in from Joe Bagonis. He says, is Robert Saleh finally going to step up and criticize what's going on offensively? How is there any way to explain this picture? And it's a 3rd and 11 with the Jets down 10 points. Braxton Berrios, Elijah Moore, Denzel Mims, all on the sidelines. I don't know what to tell you. We've talked about this a lot, but to me, there's no excuse that Moore and Mims would be on the sideline 3rd and 11 down 10 points. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And I'll keep talking about, I get Elijah Moore being limited and his reps, coming off the concussion and the trip to London. I totally understand that. He didn't get a lot of practicing in. They didn't get to see that. I get limited reps. But on 3rd and 11, the offense is struggling as bad as they were. Yeah, give me Elijah Moore on the field. I'm not so concerned about Berrios not being there, and we know that there's just something with Mims that is going on. The coach staff, I don't know, but they need to get over it. Either get over it or trade him. Like, and you just have to settle for whatever crappy offer somebody's going to give you now. But, like, if you're not going to get over it at this point, when are you going to get over it? So, it, like, it's really beyond petty and at this point, and just get over it or trade them. That's it.
Next question comes in from Jim D. He says, with the trade deadline approaching, do you see Joe Douglas moving Jamison Crowder and Marcus May or anybody else? Well, it appears that they're at least going to listen to offers for Marcus May. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN talking earlier this week about how May is somebody that's likely to be on the block. He mentioned the Buccaneers and the Rams as two potential landing spots. I think it makes a lot of sense if you're Joe Douglas and you've decided you don't want to pay May, especially with the news that came out. Maybe they don't want to give him a commitment. They're a little nervous about it. If he's going to go to a contender and help them now, and then that team doesn't really care that much about committing to him, they're just using him to try and get to a Super Bowl, then fine. Depends on what you get offered. If you get a good offer for May, especially if you're not winning a lot of games, that's not that big of a deal because, Chris, we've talked about this. This season is really all about the quarterback and his development, which is why I would be a lot more hesitant to trade Crowder, because I think Crowder helps Zach Wilson a lot. He's a reliable target, always seems to get open on third down and make plays. So I'm not saying I wouldn't trade Crowder if a good offer came in, but I'd be a lot more likely to want to part with May than I would be with Crowder at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to imagine right now with May being injured and coming up DUI thing that they're getting much value for him. But certainly if it's anything worth anything, I could see them considering it.
Chris, they got a fourth round pick for Chris Herndon. So anything's possible.
It is possible. It's absolutely possible. But yeah, it's just, it feels weird talking about it right now. It's just like, really? And now in a couple of weeks, I'll probably change my tune on that because, you know, time in between. And I know this is the NFL. This is how it works. I said, as you know, when the news broke that teams are going to get over it, they're not really going to let this stop them. So, yeah, I could see it happening. It's just weird to think about right now. Crowder, I don't know about. I think May would be the one that would most likely to happen there. That May or Denzel Mims, if they get to that point, because it just doesn't make sense. But I don't know how many teams are really – I can't think of a team right now that is, like, really in need of a slot corner. Like, you know, I'm sure there's teams right now that could use a safety playoff team. I can't think of too many playoff teams right now that I'm just like, you know what they really are missing is a slot receiver right there. So like Jamison Crowder is going to be the difference there. I don't know about that. So I'd say you're more likely with May.
The owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, thank you so much for coming on, as always. Really appreciate it. Check out everything Chris is doing at JetsInsider.com and follow him on Twitter at CNimbley and at JetsInsider. Check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Luke Grant's got some great breakdowns of all 22 footage involving the Jets defensive line, Zach Wilson, and a whole lot more. So check out our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, check out our store at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the Zach Says Go Long shirt with him pointing downfield like he did with Corey Davis in the Tennessee Titans game. We've also got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt. It's all available right now at the Play Like a Jet store over at teepublic.com. Just search for Play Like a Jet and give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.